are you acting brand new? Now, we know in our urban culture, there's a phrase. It's not meant to be a compliment when somebody accuses you of being brand new. They're accusing you to be, as my grandmother says, suchy much. Such, you don't know what that means? Ask me later. I'll tell you. I'm from Arkansas, from the country. My grandma would say when somebody was trying to act above their station or better than they were, she said, oh, yeah, she's just acting suchy much. Suchy much. And so when the new phrase is to be acting brand new. Brand new. So we're gonna talk about that a little bit, and we're going to put a twist on it as God has given us direction. But as we're going to look at Isaiah 43:19. Isaiah 43:19 is where we're going to launch off today. Isaiah 43:19. I'm going to read from the King James and from the Amplified. It says, behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The Amplified Version says it like this. Listen carefully. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. The word of the Lord is blessed. As we look here, as we are here embracing this day, Resurrection Sunday, I want to ask a question. What does the resurrection of Jesus Christ mean to us today? What does it mean to us today? There's some who would relegate it and its power just to this moment, to think of it this day and no more until the next day would come. But the resurrection of Christ from the dead is more than just a anchor for our faith. It is the source of our strength. It is the source of our power. The Bible says that Christ is in us, the hope of glory. And if he's in us, that means everything that is him is in us. So the same resurrection power that was in Christ Jesus is also in us right now. The resurrection for us today should mean more than just us remembering what Christ did, but it should be a point of anthem to say, God, if you raised him, you are able to raise us as well. He is our big brother. We are heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. That same power that raised Christ from the dead can raise our mortal bodies, not just from death, but the issues, the situations, the circumstances that have proven to trap us and to hold us. God has given us access to that same power. Amen. You don't know it right now, but you are packing. In the name of Jesus. You are so loaded right now. That's why the devil's fighting you. Because he's afraid that if you ever understand how powerful you are in God, then he won't have any more control over you any further. But today I'm willing to expose that and help you tap in to the power that's already in you. You got it right now. Look at your name and say, you got it right now. You're not, as we say back home, you're not fixing to get it. You're not about to get it. Listen, I'm working at it's real churchy, and a whole lot of religious people say, God's about to. Now, if God's about to, then he lied on the cross when he said it's finished. Can y'all take that? I'm sorry, can y'all take it? I cringe when my brothers and my sisters say, God's about to. No, he already did it. He already did it. That's why he said, tell Telestai, it is finished. It's already done. What they really need to say, and what I'm trying to help them say is, you're about to walk into the manifestation of what God has already done. He's already healed you. He's already delivered you. He's already raised you. He's already caused the power of God to come in your life. It's already there. We just got to get the key that unlocks the door, that releases it to us. Amen. So he wants to do, and in doing that, opens us up to the new thing, the new thing. God wants us to experience a brand new day. His plan for us includes a new beginning. It includes new hope. It includes a new faith. And all things become new in Christ Jesus. The resurrection is the symbol of newness. It is the symbol because Christ came out of there with his glorified body. It is a symbol of newness. Now let's take a closer look. Let's take a closer look at a text that we're gonna lay our hat at this morning, and then we're gonna load up our little red wagon and get out of your way. Look at Luke chapter 24. We're gonna look at verses 1 through 8 this morning, and we're gonna finish that up next Sunday, verses 9 through 12. But we're gonna look at 1 through 8 this morning and see what God will have us to know this morning. Luke chapter 24, verse 1 through 8. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified. It should be on the screen. It says, "But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women went to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared to finish anointing the body. And they found the large circular stone rolled back from the tomb. But when they went inside, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed and wondering about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothing stood near them. And as the women were terrified and were bowing their faces to the ground, the men said to them, 'Why are you looking for the living one among the dead? He is not here, but has risen.'" Glory to God. "Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise from death to life." And they remembered his words. This morning I've been sent to remind some of you, just like those angels did with those women, he is not here, but has risen. I need you. I need to remind somebody, some people in this room right now, because the devil has tried to convince you that the hope, the vision, the promise that God has made over your life is dead. But I'm telling you, the same way he's alive, that promise towards you is alive right now. Would you look at me a favor? Do me a favor and just touch your name and say, "He's not here. He's not here. He's not here." That's what they said. When he was talking about in the text, refers to the grave. He's not here. He's not in the grave. And just because you're in a dead place doesn't mean that you have to be dead. You may be in a dead place, but that doesn't mean you have to be dead. You may be considered a dead-end job, but there's still passion, and there's still drive, and there's still fire in you. Just because you may be presently, currently in a dead place does not mean you have to be dead. Still life in you, especially when the greater one is living on the inside of you. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Help me out, John. All right, Jesse. I real. He says in 1 John 4:4, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." What does that really mean? I'm glad you asked me that question. It means that in the name of Jesus, we're greater than the grave. In the name of Jesus, we got more power over the pit. In the name of Jesus, we got dominion over all the power of the devil. Amen. You hear what I said there? Listen, some of we need to quote that right. I'm a stickler for details. I'm trying to just work out all that backwards religion, because they said we got power over the devil. The Bible didn't say that. That's God's job. The Bible says we've got power over the enemy's power. We've got power over his power. We've got power over all the power of, look in your word, look in your book, look in the book. We don't have power over the devil. That's why you can't bind him, and he stay bound. Okay. Thank you for the one hand clap. You know the people, we bind you, devil. We bind you, devil. And it's, why he fight you? Why he hitting you upside the head tomorrow? What'd you bind him with? Toilet paper? Because you have the power over his power. You can't bind him. That's God's job. Your power is over his power. We bind the power of the devil. Okay. All right. Y'all looking at me crazy because I know. Listen, call Big Mama used to say it, and you don't want to come against Big Mama. But listen, everything that's said ain't right. If you know the Word of God, stick in the Word of God. Amen. That was my commercial. That was my commercial. You don't have power over the devil. That's God's job. You got power over his power. Amen. The greatness in you is accessed only through the great one. You need to know there's greatness in you. You can't be God's child and not have greatness in you. You can't be heirs and joint heirs and not have greatness in you. But you need to understand you can only access that greatness through the great one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says here in goes further in verse 9, Luke chapter 24. He says, and after returning from the tomb, they reported all these things to the 11 apostles and to all the rest. Now they were Mary Magdalene and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's wife, and Mary, the mother of James. Also, the other Mary with them were telling these things to the apostles. But their report, verse 11, seemed to them like idle talk and nonsense. And they would not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping in at the small entrance and looking in, he saw only the linen wrappings, and he went away wondering about what had happened. Good God. Two different responses are recorded here at the resurrection of Christ. Two different responses. Number one, the other disciples seemed like idle talk when those women came back and told them what they had seen and what they had heard, what they had been told. Those other apostles thought it was foolish talk. Thought that these women were overcome with grief and were hallucinating. And so that because they did that it kept them stationary. But Peter, the same information initiated a different response. The Bible says that when he heard it, he got up and ran to the tomb. Now, here's a question. What causes one to reject and another to receive? What causes one to accept and another to deny? I want to submit to you, what causes the differences in receiving the same information is the strength of that relationship. What causes you either to accept or deny, to reject or receive, is the strength of the relationship, of the character, of the subject being discussed. See, Peter and Jesus had extended history together. Jesus had healed his mother-in-law. Peter got his feet wet when he walked with Jesus on the water. Peter was the first one to confess that Jesus was the Christ. Peter escaped assault charges when Jesus picked up Malchus's ear off the ground and put it back on the side of his head. Peter was about to catch a case. But Jesus made it so that everything was all right. Put the man's ear back on after Peter cut it off. Peter and Jesus had extended history. And so because of that, the strength of that relationship, he took the information that those women brought to him and went a step further. He didn't let it keep him stationary, but he got up and went to where Jesus was. Peter's relationship with Jesus determined how he reacted to the information. This is good. This is good, Chris. See, to react, here's what it means to react. To react means to respond to a stimulus in a particular manner. It means how you respond to something that's laid before you. It's my answer to previous action move. It's my answer to a previous action. It's my move. It's how I move or behave. That's what to react mean. In the text, the most current and verifiable action thus far had been Jesus' crucifixion and his burial. And that action alone was supposed to trigger within all the disciples. It was supposed to trigger within them doubt and fear and anger and anxiety, distrust, frustration, insecurity, paranoia, helplessness, worry, defeat, and hopelessness. And the enemy has designed the same stuff, the problems that are hitting you today. They're designed to elicit a particular behavior. They're designed to elicit a particular reaction because he understands human nature. But one thing he did not factor in was that your spirit was made alive when you accepted Jesus. And yeah, you may get initially hit with some worry. But because the Spirit of God, the greater one on the inside, it'll combat that worry with worship. You may be hit with frustration at the initial contact of the information, but the Spirit of God on the inside of you will combat frustration with faith. See, the devil has created, he's created circumstances because he's assumed that what you say you believe, you don't really believe. And he's designed the scenarios to trigger certain responses. But I believe there's some people in here today that you say, in spite of the reaction, in spite of the response, my reaction shall be, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. You hit me? Yeah, devil, I felt that, but I'm still going to give God the glory. Yeah, you hit me? It knocked my mouthpiece out, but I'm going to pick it up, put it back in, and get back in the fight. I'm here to tell somebody right now, your reaction will determine the strength of your relationship with God. There's a whole lot of people talk 100 miles a mess. That's what my grandmother used to say. 100 miles a mess. But I'm going to know what's really there when the rubber hit the road. And Peter tells, he shows us the strength of his relationship. He saw the crucifixion. He saw him take his last. He saw him die. He was put in the borrowed tomb. But when Peter heard the news, he didn't let the last action dictate his next step. The enemy's designed the things he's throwing at you, the problems that he's laying before you, the pitfalls, the traps. He's designed those because he's seen enough to recognize, say, well, this should happen, these steps. He's calculated. He's done the analytics. And he says this should happen to a normal person. But Peter wasn't acting normal. Peter was acting brand new. Y'all thought I forgot that, didn't you? Peter was acting brand new. Look at your name and say, are you acting brand new? Peter was acting brand new. Now, the Urban Dictionary defines brand new as this. The Urban Dictionary says, a brand new is acting a certain way or displaying characteristics that are not congruent with one's normal behavior. It's a term to describe someone who's attempting to act bigger or better than they are or have been. My granddad said like this. He said, he acting big, but little still got it. Yeah, he acting big, but little still got him. That's acting brand new. That's acting brand new. To be labeled brand new is typically not a compliment. But today, we're flipping the script. 2 Corinthians, and I'm almost done. 2 Corinthians says it like this. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The original translation, that creature, if you could switch creature with creation, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Look at somebody say, are you acting brand new? Here's the illustration. See, he says, if any man be in Christ. Now, the entrance in to Christ is not coming to church. I know you probably were surprised to hear a pastor say that because we like to see you in church. But entering into Christ is not just coming to church. It's coming to faith in what Christ did at Calvary and believing that it was done for you. Thank you for them two hand claps. He says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things I become new. Come on, Sydney. I'll give a hand for my daughter. Looking like a daddy. Hold your head up, girl. Here's the illustration. Y'all know I'm a visual person. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. I said, God, what does that look like? He said, here's what it looked like. Can you take this off? All right. If any man, she's the man, human, if any man be in Christ, come on, stand on. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Which means if any man be hidden in Christ, your walk's no longer your walk. If any man be in Christ, when they see you, when they look in your direction, they don't see you, they see Christ. If any man or woman be in Christ, he says he is a new creation. Your connection with Christ creates something new in the earth. That's why people look at you funny who knew you when and say, he done changed. She done changed. She acting brand new. See, some of you have felt like you had to apologize because of your eyes being open to some things. But don't apologize to what God reveals to you. See, here's what I come to understand. There are some people who weren't willing to make the step you took. And because you took the step, it exposed where they still were. Got to be more careful. And they're trying to pull you back into your old weak and beggarly ways. But any man or any woman who's in Christ is a new creature. Hallelujah. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become. My walk ain't my walk no more because I'm in Christ. My talk is not my talk anymore because I've been hidden in Christ Jesus. And so if I'm acting brand new, you know what? You're right, because I am brand new. I got a brand new mindset. I got a brand new attitude. I got a brand new spirit. I got a brand new heart. And I'm no longer my own. I belong to Christ Jesus. Yeah. I'm acting brand new because I'm not the same person I used to be. I'm acting brand new because I'm not moved by the things I used to be moved by. Marvin Sapp tells this story, and I'm done. Marvin Sapp tells, and I love this story because it identifies with me. Marvin Sapp says he went back home to his hometown. Been preaching for a number of years, was pastoring now, and he says that the mother of one of his friends he used to run with back in the day saw him and said, "Little Marvin Sapp, boy, you done grown. I remember when." And whenever folks start saying that, don't step into the dream sequence. When they start saying that, the whole room get wavy and they go all the way back. She said, I remember when you and my son used to go downstairs and y'all didn't think I knew, but y'all was down there drinking and y'all was down there doing stuff y'all shouldn't do. And Marvin said, "Ma'am, no, I don't remember that." She said, "Marvin, you know you remember that. Y'all remember when y'all got older, I used to buy some of the stuff for y'all. Y'all remember?" "No, ma'am, I don't. What you talking about, Marvin? You know I used to do that for you. You and my son, y'all used to cut up down there. And I say, boys, we'll be boys." "No, I don't know. I don't remember." "Marvin," he said, finally she got upset. "Marvin, what you mean you don't remember that? Why are you acting brand new?" He said, "Ma'am, because I am." He said, "All that stuff you talking about, you connected that with an old man. He may look like me, but it ain't me." And I need you to understand this today as you move forward. Understand there are going to be some people who try to chain you to the past that you used to be in. But if you are in Christ, you are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. Anybody who tries to remind you of your past, say that's a debt thing. That's dead. That don't even look like me no more. Because the enemy what he loves to try to do is to keep you from moving forward. I'm done. I need everybody standing. He will love to try to keep you from moving forward, but you got to declare to yourself this morning, I am brand new. I'm brand new. Instead of feeling bad about it, say thank you. You noticed. Thank you. I'm brand new. The things I used to do, I don't do them no more. Well, Pastor, what if I still slip up and do them? You're not doing them as regularly as you used to. You used to do them and it didn't bother you. Now it bothers you. You used to do it and like it and you bragged about it. Now when you do it, you feel guilty. Because God is changing you. On the inside, he's changing you. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. There are no elevators to the kingdom. You got to go through the steps. And I'm here right now. And I'm not here to give you an excuse, but I'm here to give you a selah. Because some of you, the devil's beating you up that your deliverance isn't as quick as other people's are. Don't judge yourself by anybody else. That's just like the devil. He said, I'll let you get saved, but then I'm going to beat you up while you get delivered. If any man be in Christ, he is already a new creature. Remember what I told you? God's not getting ready to do.